I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hindi, alam mo sa akin na superpower mo, Ina, is yung ability mo to ask questions, to ask stupid questions. Parang you can always ask them.
Feeling ko ang power ko, so parang sobra yung luck ko.
Oh, ma'am, oo.
Oo, super luck.
Hello, mga kapitbahay. This is Yudes.
This is Ina.
This is Natalie.
And y'all are listening to
Kudazzers.
Wow, the thunders of Kudazzers. Kudazzers thunders.
Oo, yes. Kasi busy ang mga ibang utash ngayon. So, break leg ko sa mga ginagawa ninyo. So, kung nagbabakasyon, yung mga kailangan, go lang. Remember to drink your water, bitch. Kasi putang ina, ang init.
Oh my God, same.
Oo. Tapos alam nyo, isi-share ko lang, yung anak ko, ayaw niya na, di ba, sa room naka-aircon. Kasi may, di ba ang babies kasi they're all about routine. Ang routine ni Maya, every gising niya, ilalabas siya, iikot-ikot siya sa compound, lalabas na ng gate. Hindi siya pwede, niya pwede gawin yun ngayon. Kaya yun nga, that's why I've been saying na iyak siya ng iyak sa baba ngayon kasi nga, gusto niya lumabas ng bahay.
Parang, ganun siya. Duday, nga. Alam natin na kailangan kang paarawan pero hindi ka pwedeng tustahin. Parang every time nalalabas ako, feeling ko mag-overheat ako. Ganun yung fear ko. Kasi alam mo, pawisin kasi ako. Parang I can't tolerate cold but I can't tolerate heat. Ganun na ako. Parang lalabas yung, ako ng jabar ka agad.
Yung nabasa ko nga, sa parang isang FB thread, meron siyang lagnat. Pero dahil daw sobrang init, naliligo daw siya parang 2 times na kasi nga ganun kainit. Kahit daw may lagnat siya, wala siyang pakialam.
Pero at least
usually napapawis. Usually pag nilalagnat ka, parang...
At least napapawis.
Pero usually pag nilalagnat ka, makakabay maligo. Parang, hindi naman bawal. Pero parang ang half day sa skin.
Parang need mo ng superpowers para to survive yung ingat
lately. Nag-segue.
Gumagaling ako mag-segue. Charet, superpower ka yun. Hindi kasi makakabay. Ano yan? Yun yung topic natin today, no? Parang this was something that came up habang nag-chat kami. Parang bakit nga ba? Kasi si Sari nagtanong kung paano yung commute to Alabang yata. Tapos ako kasi, kasi back club.
Tapos sabi ko, yung may friend kasi ako guys.
Go.
Sorry. Signal problem ba to? Kaya nag-overlap tayo.
Feeling ko. Pero sige, go. Ito tayo mo. Mas maganda na yung segue mo eh.
Kasi di ba nagtatanong siya paano mag-commute pa Alabang. Tapos, kasi matagal na ako din nagko-commute, obviously, nag-pandemic, tapos nabuntis ako, tapos ngayon may baby ako. So, alas di ako lumalabas. So, yung nabigay ko sa kanyang directions, medyo lumang ruta. Tapos, meron akong friend na ang superpower niya, actually, hindi pa superpower yung sinabi natin eh. Meron akong friend na, share ko lang na, yung level ng commuting skills niya, as in, sabihin mo lang vaguely where you are. Sabihin mo lang where you are vaguely. Tapos magsabi ka ng, actually siya yung magtatanong eh, anong nakikita mo sa harap mo? Patay na, mahuhulaan niya kung nasa ka. As in, ganun siya kasi. As in, feeling namin, superpower niya yun. May one time, nasa Malaysia ata siya. Tapos nasa Marikina kami ni Janos, yung isa kong friend. Tapos nawawala kami, as in, panty polo na kami. Sabi namin, putang ina, nasa na tayo? Hindi namin mahanap yung way back. Hindi ko nga alam kung ba't di kami nag-Waze eh. Pero I think that time ba, uso na yung Waze? Hindi pa ata. Hindi pa ata uso yung Waze nun. Sabi namin, puta na ba't nasa Antipolo na tayo? Ganyan. Tapos sabi niya, tumawag kami. As in, tinawagan namin siya sa messenger all the way from Malaysia. Sa pangalan ng friend ko na to si Ray. Ray, nawawala kami. Nasa Marikina kami. Okay, so ano nakikita niyo dyan? May nakikita kami, anong takon ako ng landmarks na pinagsasabi namin.
Ako na rin, bench.
Tapos nasa arko na kami ng welcome to Antipolo. Ah, okay. Alam ko na. So, ganito. Liko kayo sa ganito, ganyan. Tapos, na-absent. Oh my God. Dahil ilang beses niya nagawa yan. Parang one time nawawala ata ako sa may Espanya area. So, go fuck na sa... Asa ka? So, ka na sa Espanya. Okay. So, ano nakikita mo? Parang sinabi ko ata, may shakies. O, ano yung across the street? Ah, may ganito. Ah, okay. Alam ko na kung nasaan ka. Okay. So, turn back. As in, ganun. Ganun yung... Ang lala ng superpower niya. Alam niyo kung ano lang yung nakatalo sa kanya. When it, yung ano niya, yung naging kryptonite niya when it came to directions was an SM mall. Nawala namin yung akala namin nawala yung car. Kasi di ba yung lahat ng levels ng SM parking, magkakapareho lahat.
Parking na.
Tapos, hindi namin mahanap yung kotse. Tapos alam yung pause na pause siya. Sabi niya, shit. Parang natalo, sabi namin, oh my God, natalo ng SM Mall si Ray.
Super visual niya, pero pagdating sa parking lot, parang naguluhan siya kasi pare-pareho.
Oh, parang need mo kasi na something defining dun sa area.
Oo, yun. Pero I mean, ganun kalupet yung, pati kasi international, mahilig din siya mag-travel. So kunyari, Ray, anong magandang puntahan dito sa ganyan? Alam niya, so... yung directions traveling, parang yun yung superpower niya. As in, sobrang
malakas talaga. Pero hayop din kasi yung memory niya, diba? Hayop din yung memory niya.
Oo, national quiz bee champion po yung friend ko nung college kami. So, alam mo yun.
That's
cool. Oo, ganun yung level ata ng memory niya. Kaya every time mabiyahe kami ng malayo, talagang siya yung, anong tagulan yung nasa kabilang seat?
Ay, shotgun, no? Shotgun.
Oo, yun. Siya dapat, oo. Kasi alam niya kahit saan, kung saan kayo magsa-stopover, saan masarap kumain, kung basta superpower niya yon. Ang galing-galing niya. And even if hindi pa siya nakapunta sa lugar na yon, for some reason, alam niya pa rin paano pumunta, ano yung magaganda sa lugar na yon. As in. So yon, that was just me advertising my friend's superpower.
And I think parang from there, doon na namin na-develop yung parang maganda pag-usapan yan. Parang I think every person, meron kang unique set of skills that differentiates your skill set from other people. So parang today, yun yung baanin natin. And also, you know, maliban sa around, yung kami-kami lang, we're also going to talk about yung superpower na ibang tao na, you know, we've encountered, no? So sino gusto mag-start?
Di ako na lang kasi baka biglang jumiyak yung anak ko tapos aakit na siya in a while. Ako, hindi ko alam kung supernatural siya or madiskarte lang ako. Pero meron akong ganong superpower na pag meron akong gustong something, someone, anything, makakadiskarte ako or magagawa, hindi ko alam kung nagagawa ko ng paraan or sometimes nangyayari lang siya. Basta pag may gusto ako, parang hell or high water, mangyayari siya.
Hindi, alam mo sa akin, ang superpower mo, Ina, is yung ability mo to ask questions, to ask stupid questions. Parang you can always ask them. No, I mean that as a compliment. Parang you can ask them and not feel like na meron kang fundamental lack.
Tapos bobo naman ito. Alam mo kasi ready ako. Ready akong tawaging bobo. Sorry, may tanong ako.
Yung nabas yung superpower ni Ate Ina, parang pagkungwari, hindi mo ba siya masyadong kakilala? Tapos, parang wala mo siyang ginagawa, wala siyang effort. Tapos parang bigla mag-open up. Tapos parang, parang
bumuhay
ko.
Actually,
ano nangyari doon?
Ang galing doon. Oo, ang galing mo doon, ma'am. Kasi ilang beses nangyari sa akin yan. Mga katabi ko sa jeep, mga taxi driver.
Oh, girl! Tapos sa Mugen, yung mga freshy, pag nandun tayo, tapos, kuwari, naka-isang ano lang sila, beer, or, so wala ka naman effort, ate, parang, oh, kuwari, oh, dyan, nakamusta ka na, ganyan. So parang biglang, nagulat ako, nalingon lang ako, nagkukwento na siya na yung nanay ko nga po. So parang, hala! Parang, napansin ko na, ano siya, na, common occurrence siya. So,
nice. Ako din, actually yun, tama. Thank you for pointing that out. Na-notice ko nga yan. Mga, kunyari katabi ko lang sa jeep, mag-ask ng konting questions maya-maya. Alam mo kasi yung family ko, parang, yeah, ano nangyayari? Ba't yung dami niyong binubuhos sa akin?
Alam mo, inatiling ko kasi, mukha kang kaibigan. Friendship ka.
Okay. Feeling ko kaya din, kaya ko mag-ask ng stupid questions kasi mukha nga akong kaibigan. Parang, hello! Hello, bobo po ako. May tatanong ako.
Superpower yun kasi I've seen it like even in very practical situation. Kunwari, kaming dalawa ni Ina naman yung mga wala. Parang superpower. I guess ano siya, parang it's really grip or in a good way, wala siyang hiya. Gets mo? Yeah. Na parang magtatanong siya, kuya, nawawala po kami. And then, yung lahat ng tao bigla magiging accommodating sa kanya.
Yeah. Feeling ko, parang connected yan sa binuview ko na superpower ko. Kasi pag meron akong gusto, alam mo, pinag-usapan namin ang asawa ko yung isang gabi, meron akong absence of hiya. Like for example, di ba nga sabi ko sa inyo, para makapagtipid ako nitong pregnancy ko, nung buntis kasi ako nung first trimester ko, nagbabasa ako ng tips kung paano makatipid, ano yung mga practical things na gagawin pag nanay ka. So, yung isa doon, don't be afraid to ask for second hand. Tapos lahat ng mga barter groups, declutter groups, sinalihan ko yun. Tapos mine ako ng mine. As in, ang lala ako mag... Alam mo, I don't know how many things yung na-mine ko. Pero ang dami kong na-mine na ako yung... alam mo yun, na parang I didn't have to buy them because I got it for free. Kasi wala akong hiya. Na parang yung mga iba doon, public group pa. Na syempre makikita ng mga kakilala mo. Iba naman to si Hina, mine. Ano ba yan? Alam mo yun, na parang... kasi ako, hindi ako... I don't know. I guess in some way, I know na embarrassing yon. Because some people, they have a reputation to take care of and they think that if you're asking for second-hand things, you know, it puts you in a light na parang, ano ba to? Parang kawawa ba siya? Pero ako, absent ako sa ganun. Parang, bakit? Sabi dun sa, sabi, di ba nga gullible ako? Sabi dun sa tips, ano? Sabi dun sa tips, ano doing? Eh, doon na second hand. Okay. Parang ganun. Madali akong maniwala sa ganyan.
And then, alam mo, I think that in itself is a superpower because, you know, today, very, one way or another, we're thought to be really curated, to be really curated on stuff. Even the way we present ourselves online and not just on the way on our feed, even the things we respond to, even the thing, gets mo. And I think in this, in this situation or in this timeline, very, ano siya, very, nice to have, very nifty yung ganyang attitude. So for some, at least for me, it's a superpower to be able to, you know, go that direction. No.
Napaisip tuloy ako, what's the stupidest question I've ever asked? Tapos, hindi na-offend yung tinatanungan ko. May ganyan eh, or parang may time na natatakot kami ng friend ko, tanungin si Ellen o Ken Kumarfield. Yung ending kasi nung movie niya, may flowers. Sabi nung friend ko, tanong natin what the flowers mean. Sabi ko, hindi ba bobong tanong yun? Kasi dapat tayo na nag-figure out na nasa viewer. Hindi, tanong mo lang. Alam mo, tinanong namin, hello ma'am, I'd like to ask, what do the flowers mean? Alam mo, in-explain niya naman ang mga Pero diba, kung minsan, parang, sometimes din naman, mayroon may bigyan na conversation, is this question too stupid?
Yeah.
Diba, lina? Yeah.
But I think for the others, kay Natalie, I think ang superpowers mo, Mim, pareho kay ni Leia, shout out kay Leia, no, ang aming friend. Nainan friend kami dahil nasa hermit mode siya. Gulat kami, ma'am.
Lalaglag mo. Nainan friend tayo ni Leia dito. Baka naman niya pa.
Hindi. Parang ano naman, naman siya na nag-hermit.
Isa-search ko nga. Bukod na natin si Leia, kapag may mga motherhood question ako, tinatanong ko siya. Kaya pala hindi ko na siya mahanap. Oo nga, wala na siya. Leia.
Ay, nahanap ako na post one time, Leia. Inokot yung mga issue dito. May nanap ako one time na post, Leia. Ako yung nag-point out kay you. So sabi ko, alam, ano ba ginawa ko kay bakla? May ginawa ba akong masama? Parang 3 years na kami hindi nagkikita. Tapos parang, sabi ko, may ginawa, tapos chinat ko si Yudes, in-unfriend ako ni Leia, tapos chinat niya, in-unfriend din. Wala lang, issues theater lang ako.
Hindi, pero pareho kayo ng linis ng skill ni Leia. Kung ano yung skill na gusto niyang makuha, makukuha niya siya.
Kasi like, parang obsession.
Oh, tignan mo yung trajectory ng career ni Leia. From writer, naging harpist siya, and then now, ma'am, nag-HT. Coding siya. Tech girl na siya.
Ano siya kaya?
Mommy queen.
Tech ano siya? Nasa tech coding.
Coding.
So parang si Leia, like kung ano yung gusto niya ma-acquire, like yun nga, nung gusto niya talagang umarte, dun talaga siya magpo-focus. So hyper-focus dun siya. Tapos nung, after nun ayaw na daw niya umarte, gusto na niyang mag-harp. Girl!
Nanalo siya ng competition.
Competition level na si bakla. Competition level na. Bigla ayaw na niya
mag-harp.
Tech guru na.
Ganun ka rin Natalie. Feeling ko yung kay Leia kasi, yung kaya niya nakukuha yung gusto niya kasi hyper-focused siya. Kay Natalie, feeling ko yung superpower niya. Yung parang, ang dali niyang i-absorb yung info. Kunyari, paano ba to? Tapos, okay, alam ko na. Parang gano'n. Gano'n. Parang pili ko may gano'n si Natalie. Parang kung meron kang gustong gawin, parang ang dali, parang pili ko like, you just go over the info, tapos alam mo na kung paano siya gawin.
Parang gano'n. Parang narealize ko, gano'n ako sa mga things na gusto ko. Or something.
Yun nga. Yeah.
Pero like, kung wari, pag sa company, kung wari, ine-explain na something Excel na parang, ulit nga, tapos hindi ko talaga siya maibibigay yung talaga i-pick up. Parang, sige nga, ulitin mo nga. So parang naano, parang kung gusto ko, mabilis ko talaga siyang, feeling ko ang power ko, so parang sobra yung luck ko.
Oh, ma'am, oo. Oo.
Super luck. Extreme.
Guys, papaalala ko lang sa mga first time nakikinig ng Kodazers, hindi pa niyo pa nang papakinggan yung mga unang episode. There was this one time na na-stranded si Natalie sa Aklan o Katiklan ba yon?
Iloilo, ma'am.
Iloilo. Ma'am, wala na siyang pera. Literally zero money siya. Ang nangyari
wala
sa...
Wala ba? Kailangan ko antayin yung Western Union pero yung flight ko 8 a.m. Bubukas ang Western Union 8 a.m. So kunin yung pera o lilipad. Ganun.
Oo. So ang nangyari...
One wrong move. Wala.
So, ang nangyari is, yung taxi driver niya who doesn't speak a lick of Tagalog in English, nakita siya na sobrang kawawa. Biglang through some circumstances, naintindihan niya na walang pera si Natalie. So ang ginawa ng driver is, sige, dito ko na lang makitulog sa bahay namin.
No, but anong nangyari? Ganito. So si Kuya nga, wala siya naiintindihan. Parang sinasabi ko, Kuya, Western Union. Drive ko na drive sa Western Union, yung meter, pakit ng pakit. Sabi ko, lumalampas na yung pera dun sa meter. So wala na talaga ako pera. Like, pin ko 120 na lang. Tapos, siguro yung meter 175 na, tapos naiiyak na ako. Sabi ko, bakit ang babayaran? Tapos sabi ni Kuya, hindi niya talaga ako maintindihan. Ginawa niya, dinala niya ako sa terminal ng taxi. Tapos meron doon Kuya na nagtatagalog, nakiiyak.
Ayan.
Sabi ni Kuya, Kuya, wala na akong pera. Yung flight, sabi niya, pwede niyo ba akong ihatid? Tapos i-Western Union ko na lang yung kulang. Sa fair, sabi niya, bawal tumambay sa airport ng Iloilo kung yung flight mo umaga pa. Sabi ko, what the fuck? Tapos sabi ko, saan ako titira? Like, sabi ko, wala na akong pang sogo, wala akong anything. Sabi nung kuya, sige iha, sa amin ka na lang, yung nagtatagalog na kuya, sa amin ka na lang muna. Tapos ano, pasensya na, maliit lang yung bahay namin, pero may extra kaming kwarto doon. Tapos doon ka sa ano. Tapos pagdating ko pa doon, di ba ako makain na? Kasi, parang siguro mga 8 hours na ako, hindi ko makain, iiyak na ako nun. Tapos parang pagdating doon, nagluto na adobo yung asawa niya, tapos yung anak, tapos parang nakipaglaro pa sa akin after. Tapos yung kwarto, binuksan nila yung aircon kahit hindi daw nila binubuksan. Yun, parang, shit. Tapos after, umaga-umaga, nag-alarm sila. Sila pa nagising sa akin. Gising nila yung mga 5 para ihatid sa airport. Para ako, girl, gano'n kaswerte. Tapos,
Hindi ko alam.
Parang never akong naging in trouble or parang laging may solusyon. Parang kahit feeling ko, babangga na ako sa pader, biglang may salbabidang umano sa akin, sasagip sa akin.
Parang may last minute lagi. Last minute.
May last minute. Parang
every time. Oh, wait lang.
Indirecting ko kay Ma'am Lucy. Diyos ko, nag-fail na lahat nung set. Tapos parang sabi ko, hindi ko na alam gagawin ko. Tapos parang, si Kuya Archie, shout out sa iyo Kuya Archie, binuksan niya yung ano, yung storage room, kumuha na lang diyan kahit walang permit. Kinuha, tapos dinisign ko nang dinisign at girl, ang taas, uno ko kay Mamos eh, sa directing. Hindi ko pag tumalon ako sa beach, may sasalo pa rin sa akin. Ayoko i-try, ayoko namang sagarin si God, ayoko siyang i-dare.
parang yung eksena sa ano, may sasi girl. Pagtalo niya ng building, tama-tama, parang alam mo yung mga inflatable na pinapalipad pag, ano, mas alam niya yung eksena na yun sa may sasi girl, yung tumalon siya ng building.
Oo, yung mga ganun.
May inflatable hand na lumilipad. Just na solution.
Parang serendipitous lahat na nangyayari sa kanya. Parang by accident niya naalaman. But it just comes at the right time.
Tapos pag kumara,
feeling ko,
rock bottom ko na, bibigyan ako ng something na, para kuwari, yun nga, yung example, okay, UST, hindi talaga. Parang wala na, end of my career, end of my life na. Tapos parang bigla, hindi, UP. Tapos parang, talaga? Nag-pandemic, ay, hindi, mag-move ka na dito. Parang, talaga? Tapos parang, papakasal ka, talaga? Alam mo yun, parang may mga barang, hindi ko linan, pero like,
you fall into it.
Nagle-level up. Hindi ko ma-inexpect.
Feeling ko mabait, ka ng past life mo.
Oo, feeling ko pinagbibigyan. Kahit anong katangahan ko nung pinagbibigyan kasi sobrang nan ako or mo.
Feeling ko sa sobrang bite mo dati, Natalie. Sobrang bite mo dati. Ikaw yung monastic yung life mo. Tapos nagsistigmata ka. Ganun ka kabait.
Bakit naman ako nag-level down? Di ba? Na-reach ko na yung karmic level ng kung ganun ako
kabait. Sabi, siguro sabi ni Lord or ni Buddha na para okay, hindi mo ano, dinedicate mo yung buhay mo to aestheticism this lifetime. Next life, you can go to do ano, worldly things.
Enjoy your life, girl. Paala ka, kung sino maging Becky, maging ano, magpakawala.
Hindi, alam mo, gano'n siya kabait nung past life niya. Di ba, nag-ascend na siya. Siya pa yung humingi. Hindi, ibaba niyo ko sa lupa. I want to live a humble life.
Yan tuloy, na-demote pa ako next life. Mucha. Tanga rin eh.
Sabi, I want to live a humble life. Ah! Sinatali na siya.
Gusto mag-artista, humble life.
Ako, I think, yung superpower ko is something na malapit kay Ina. Yung sa people open up to me unexpectedly. Para may one time, one of my most recent example is nung recently Toto and I met some of his friends. Tapos they were drinking. I was just eating and watching them. Tapos at one point in the night, Ma'am nag-start magkwento yung kaibigan niya ng mga stuff na medyo alam mo yun, on a regular basis parang magugulat ka. And then parang biglang sabi ni Toto sa akin, alam mo, 14 years na kami magkaibigan, first time ko lang narinig niyang ikwento yung story na yun at hindi ko alam kung bakit. Parang nagiging an unofficial confessional booth ako ng mga tao. Kahit sa mga...
Feeling ko huge. Oo. Yung sa akin, di ba? Because I'm kaibigan shape, kaya nag-open up sa akin yung mga tao. Sa'yo, feeling ko, yung case kasi, you are... Parang they know you're wiser. Gets mo?
Alam mo,
so they know that they can hear a good insight from you.
Alam mo, si Darlene said something similar to that. Si Darlene, naging bisita namin from before. Sabi niya, ganyan ka talaga girl kasi oracular bakla ka. Tapos sabi ko, oracular bakla.
Oracular.
Parang pag ano, nasa desert ako, makikita kita. Tapos parang, kumusta kaibigan? Nawawala ka ba sa landas mo? Tapos parang ganun daw yung energy na binibigay ko.
Parang ikaw yung ano, parang ikaw yung mga blue fairy, yung mga ano, fairy forest na mag-grant ng wish or something.
Ma'am, umabot siya sa point na minsan, di ba kasi sa Kudazers, may mga nagme-message din sa atin. May one time na sabi ko, dahil busy ako, sabi ko, Athena, sagutin mo naman yung isang nag-message sa Kudazers tungkol sa keme niya. Tapos sabi niya, sige, wait, kuya. Tapos sabi niya, kuya, nasaan yung message? Sabi ko, ito yung user. Sabi niya, kuya, wala sa akin. Tapos sabi ko, tapos nagulat ako, sa akin pala niya personally sinisend yung message na yun. Tapos parang sabi ko, and that was not the only instance of it. Parang 3-5 kapitbahis na yung nag-message sa akin na, kuya, Yudes, ito po kasi may nagdadaanan. Kaya yung walang preface, yung parang ako nga po pala, parang diretso sila latag ng ano, ng
problema
nila, which is okay lang din naman sa akin, pero alam, sometimes it just surprises me na may mga ganong instances na ano, and it's been a common theme sa buhay ko. Parang may one time, girl, may batchmate ako, never, parang since graduate ako ng high school, never kami nag-usap, never kami nagkita. Then one day, yung pag-uwi ko na Zambales, sabi nung friend ko, yung lagi kong katambay doon, na parang, oh, bisitahin natin si ganito or punta tayo sa ganito. So pumunta kami, tapos andun siya, yung friend ko, yung isa kong friend, yung classmate ko na never ko pa nakita since graduation. Tapos bigla siyang lumapit sa akin. Alam mo, matagal ko nang tinatago to, pero ang totoo kasi, lesbian ako. Gumanan siya bigla sa akin, parang, girl, what the fuck?
Yeah, may ganyan din ako yun. Yung mga tao na hindi ko ka-close, nag-aarap sila sa akin.
Oo, biglaan na, yung walang pinag-click yan, parang 100% kaagad. 100% kaagad na nagugulat ako.
Sa aura daw yun. Mga ganyan. Mas siguro, mas magnetic yung aura niya. Or, I don't know, nag-invento lang ba ako?
And then, I've also read stuff like that. But it's just, it's interesting to see from the outside looking in. Kasi ako, hindi ko nakikita yon.
Yeah. Ako feeling ko yung sa'yo kasi parang ano eh, parang they know that you're knowledgeable enough to give them, to lead them to the right thing to do.
Mm.
Parang ganon. Feeling ko, yun yung tingin nila. Or yun yung aura mo.
Oh, if that's the case, I know. I'm thankful for it. Although sometimes it does get, ano, it just shocks you, no? When to, ano, because, you know, growing up, I've been taught to never think of yourself as the most interesting person in the room. So whenever I try to enter a room or whenever I go to a new place, I always try to, you know, I always try to be unassuming about things. Of course, there are people who are better than I am in this room, or there are people with, you know, more stories to tell. Yeah.
Paano naman yung ano, yung superpowers nila Sari? Tsaka kahit wala sila dito, yung ano, i-mention natin sila. Ni Athena, ni Suni, Sari, ni Martin. Ako
siguro si Athena, no, maganda mag-start. Yung kay Athena, ang superpower naman ni Athena is willpower.
Tsaka ako sa akin si Athena, yung superpower niya sa akin, I don't know, I think she will disagree with this, but to me, she's really put together. As in,
Yeah.
Feeling ko, gugo tayong lahat, what's happening?
Tapos si Athena, calm lang.
Parang, guys, let's handle this.
Kaya sa away, kuwari may mga away-away, may mga internal away sa friend, inner friendship, inner circle, eme. Siya yung laging, hindi siya yung kaaway, siya lagi yung, Athena, sabi mo ka kay ganyan, sabi mo ka kay Yun, my shots, sabi mo ka kay ganyan, siya yung ganun. Kasi
mediator siya, naging mediator siya.
Siya yung naging cause ng away, laging siya yung ganun.
Kaya alam mo, whenever I see si Athena, yung mga posts niya, she really looks like, anong tag nila doon, yung, she really looks like that girl.
Yeah.
Alam mo parang, she's so put together, parang, she's not falling apart, guys.
Mat sobrang taas na ikin ni Athena, feeling ko.
Oo, nakaka-girl boss.
Correct.
Nakaka-girl boss. Yung mga paandar niya sa sarili niya. And of course, I agree, Athena. I agree, Ina, that Athena will disagree on in that regard. Because, you know, she knows her, what do you call this, shortcomings. But, you know, from the outside looking in, sabi ko, parang tangina, she's taking all the right stuff in terms of what it means to adult, what it means to, you know, lead a sensible life. Alam mo yun? Parang grabe yung growth niya. Parang, sabi ko, and I mean this without, ano, and I mean this na walang pagdadamot. The only, in terms of dramaturgy, the only difference between me and Athena is I read. Mas masipag ako magbasa kay Athena. Pero I think between the two of us, mag-supplement lang yung theoretical arm ni Athena. She's going to be the better dramaturg.
Yeah.
Ganun siya ka, ano. Parang kung halimbawa, you know, naka-work ko siya na ilang beses na sa theater. Kung halimbawa new aspect siya, it will be slow.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
On the uptake, pero pag nagano na, pag nagkaroon siyang breakthrough, tuloy-tuloy yun, ma'am. Tuloy-tuloy yun. Tapos parang, uy, Athena, teka lang, ma. Alam mo yun, parang, away head. Magkakaroon ka ng ganong moment.
Kasi well-organized din siya. And sa totoo lang, yung dramaturgy din kasi is really organizing lot of the info that you get. Mm-hmm. So feeling ko si Athena, bigyan mo siya ng info. She knows what to do with it.
Alam or she knows where to put it.
Yun, oo. So alam niya.
Where to put it. And she knows where to get it in case na kailangan mo siya.
True. So yun, feeling ko, Tama, feeling ko magdi-disagree sa atin si Athena. Wala kang magagawa, Athena. Alam ko pinakihinga mo to ngayon. Kasi ikaw mag-upload nito sa Acast. Ay, Pod Machine. Eh, ano ba? Tailalata, wala ko alam sa mga tech. Ikaw mag-upload na to at alam ko magdi-disagree ka sa amin. Huwag kang mag-disagree. Kasi ito yung superpower mo. Kami ang magde-decide.
Kami leader ng Justice League. Kudazers.
Oo, kami ang yun yung title natin, Kudazers League. Kudalig.
I think kay Sari naman, I think a superpower ni Sari is the way she attracts people for better or worse.
Yeah.
I think yan yung superpower.
Si Sari kasi, very interesting siya eh. Parang from afar, parang siya yung tipong, what do you call that? What's that word?
Manic pixie.
No. She's people's squish. She's not your crush, but well, she's a crush of many people, but she's also a squish. Yung parang when you see her, I think interesting siya maging friend, and people just go there and say, you know, people want to become her friend. People want to be close to her. Kasi nga parang even if we don't talk to her yet, you know, she's led a very adventurous life, and you want to be part of that. Kasi to be with her means, you know, gosh, this is gonna be such an adventure.
Oh, para ano siya? Sabi ko kaya nga, 'di ba? Kaya ako sinasuggest na panoorin niya yung Fleabag. Other than gusto ko siyang gawa ng episode. I think in many ways she has Fleabag qualities. Gets mo? Remember nung nag-away si, this is a little spoiler, no? Nag-away si Fleabag at saka yung kapatid niya si Claire. Yung sa office, parang sabi niya. Sabi, because you'll always be okay. You'll always be interesting. You know, you'll always be funny. You'll always have your jokes. You'll always have your quirky cafe and your dead best friend. You'll always have that. Diba? Parang it's that Sarin. Parang whatever she does, she will always be interesting. Or she will always have some an experience or another that will be related that people will find interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, yun. Parang innately interesting si Sari. Kahit matayo lang siya dyan.
Yeah. Na kahit alam, kahit kulimbawa, assuming na she's not your cup of tea sa first row ninyo, sa first time ninyo makikita, eventually you'll get into conversation and you'll realize, huh, she did this. And that is something that I find interesting. Alam mo yun? And that's a superpower. I also believe it's a double-edged sword, no? Which I also think is the trade-off for every superpower that other people have. Any person has, no?
Yeah. So,
Going to that train of thought, what would you say would be your kryptonite? Eh, wait lang, si Martin pa pala. Sige, si Martin muna, then we go to kryptonite.
Si Martin.
Hindi ko kasi ganun ka-close si Martin eh.
May power siya to make anything beautiful.
And to make anything, I think, hindi happy eh.
Fun?
Para siyang make her fun.
Ano
ba yung ano? Endorphin? Oo, parang siya ganun. Tipong nag-breakdown na yung mga tao. Like, may na-experience kami ganun. Like, nag-out of the country kami, diba? Tapos, tipong may mga nag-aaway na siya. Yung tipong happy lang. Tapos, siya yung ano, hindi siya yung cause nung gulo. Never.
I never believed that idea that some people light up the room until I met Martin.
Diba si Martin? Si Martin yung never mong masigawan nun eh. Kasi nga,
ma'am. Oh ma'am,
yeah. Power.
Before parang ano, parang, di ba, in most productions, the role of bad cop always falls on me. So there was this one time na where Martin bungled up so bad sa prod. Kasi ang note ko sa kanya nun, Martin, palitan mo na yung pantalon because I know, I already feel like mapupunit yan. Kung di man during rehearsals, God forbid, sa show.
Yeah.
Hindi niya ginawa.
Napunit sa show.
And true enough, in the middle of the show, napunit yung ano yung pantalon. And hindi siya punit na ano lang. Talaga, ma'am, ano, kita underwear ng actor. To the point na kailangan siya naka-cross legs throughout the whole play. Kasi, butas talaga. Tapos parang after nun, parang yung mga tao takot na. Kasi parang, shit, feeling ko magagalit si Kuya Yudes. Tapos, in my head, prepared ako na magalit. Tapos, ma'am, noandun na, nung humarap na si Martin sa akin, parang, ma'am, nawala lahat ng galit ko. Nawala lahat ng galit ko para sabi ko, Martin, di ba sinabi ko, mangyayari siya. And nangyari siya. So, let's just make sure the next runs are okay. Napalitan na yung pants. I don't know kung ano yung kailangan nyo. Ayusin, basta ayusin nyo na lang. I left the, ano, when I left the room, basta nakwento sa akin na parang, kuya, parang, parang yung mga tao, parang, we were expecting the worst and then nothing happened. No? So, he has that superpower wherein he can insta, he, marunong siya mangu ng kiliti ng tao.
Yeah. So, may ano siya, for me, yung superpower niya. In fairness, kay, si Martin lang yung staff, na, naging staff ko na hindi ko kinastron yung taste.
Mm.
Na parang may pinipili siya, na parang, may mga staff kasi, parang, yun talaga. Pero sige, parang let them, ano eh, express their creativity kahit medyo tsaka. Pero si Martin, naiwan ko siya, na sige ko na bahala dyan, mag-style dyan kay cast A or cast B. Tapos magtitiwala ako at hindi ko titignan. Paglabas ni cast A or cast B, maganda sila or maayos sila or alam, appropriate yung itsura nila.
Ma'am, may one prod kami. May superpower si Martin. May one prod kami, ma'am, na required kami lahat na mag, ano, mag contact lens. Tapos may isa kaming actor, matanda na kasi, na parang, ma'am, no matter how hard we try, hindi niya kayang suotin yung contact lens.
Diri talaga. Alam mo, diri yung production na yun. Buti nga hindi tayo nagkaroon ng sakit sa mata kasi ganun lang ako nang ganun sa
mata. Yung zombie na lahat ng tao, di ba? Tapos, sabi ko, nakakaroon hindi pa rin nasusuot na ano, ni actor yung, ano, yung contact lens niya. Mag-eksena na. So sabi ni Martin, ako na kuya, ako na. Parang tapos sabi niya, kunwari, parang actor A, higa ka. Tapos parang, sige lang. Tapos imagine this, parang yung kausap niya, this 48-year-old, very flamboyant man. Biglang sabi, sige, upo ako, upo lang. Sabi niya, opo, upo lang po kayo. Tapos parang, sige. Tapos ma'am, 1, 2, 3, boom, nalagay na yung contact lens. Parang hindi ko alam kung paano niya ginagawa yun. So parang ang nangyayari is, sinabi niya namin, Martin, pag show ni actor A, never kang pwede mawala kasi ikaw lang.
Wait, wait. So, parang superpower ba niya maglagay ng contact lens?
Hindi, superpower niya to be able to do stuff. Like for example, there was this one prod, di ba, nagkaroon ng lice outbreak.
Ay, oo.
Nagka-lice outbreak. Si Martin lang yung may lice. Parang, he has that power to do the stuff that nobody wants.
Kasi sabi ko, lice outbreak. Kasi ako yung head noon, sabi ko, Nina, pass na ako dyan. Parang, kaya mag-quit na ako kasi kuto na yun. Usapang kuto na, hindi ko na kaya. So parang sabi ko, parang tanda ako na para magkakuto. Si Martin nga yung tipong nagsistep up lagi to do stuff like that.
Ma'am, as in, I mean, feeling ko na kwento ko na to. I'm pretty sure na kwento na namin to sa Kudazzers. Pero ma'am, every after rehearsal, magkukuto check siya. Tapos everyone would follow him. And it's an interesting sight na para ang lalaking mga tao. Nakaano. Tapos si Martin, guys, you know how small Martin is. Like 5'1", 5'2" lang siya. And then he's dominating this very, very big people. Na, hindi, baba mo ulo mo. Ay, sabi kong baba eh, gaganon siya. It happens. Sometimes he has that magic to make stuff happen. Nung unang, ano namin, nung unang live recording namin, yung shirt, well, Natalie designed the shirt. But the shirt, yung mga stickers, yung mga dildo na pinamigay, silang dalawa ni Athena yung nag-produce nun.
Oh my God, where is Michael Dastard's shirt? Out of nowhere.
Bigyan ka namin.
Ang
dami nun.
Yes, hindi pa ako. Hindi pa ako kung Dastard ata nung binigyan niyo ako. Hindi ko sure.
In fairness, mami.
Alam niyo, meron akong pangarap.
Sorry. Breast milk. Ang laki na susa mo ngayon.
Ay, malamang breast milk yan eh. Sorry. Alam niyo, meron akong pangarap mangyari. Susutin ko yung Kudaster shirt. Tapos sasabihan ako, hala, fan ka din ng Kudaster.
Alam mo lang ang Kudaster shirt.
Ang dami naman. Saka ako pala yung nag-print ng mga yun ng lahat. Ako yung nag-design saka nag-produce ng mga.
Ayun pala. Sorry. Pero kasi di ba sila
yung... Ako yung galing ng Recto tapos pumunta sa gano'n. Nga sila yung mga sako.
Wrong information. Take news peddler. Kasi si Natalie pala yun. Pero, but you know, that doesn't take away from
the fact. But we get what you mean.
That doesn't take away from the fact na, you know, that's their magic. I think it's the grit of youth. Mm. It's the grit of youth na... That's different in their generation, the way, you know, the way Natalie and I do magic sa mga prod din, and or in other avenues or arenas, no? Tingnan mo,
guys, sorry at.
Sorry na.
Hindi.
Nalala ko lang na, ano?
Patsiya ko ba?
Si Martin sa si Athena, sila talaga yung nagpapa, ewan ko, yun yung superpower nila, yun nga, sila yung nagpapa-light up ng mga situation and stuff. So, nakwento namin to sa Audazers, so, pumunta kami sa Quezon, tapos wala na kaming pera. Tapos parang ang sumasagot na, nakikita na namin na sumasagot na yung mga pinsan na, yung pinsan ko. Tapos kasama ko nun sila Martin sa si Athena. Sabi niya, sige, entertainment value na lang tayo. Tapos naglalagay sila ng mga seaweed sa ulo nila. Tapos parang, putangin na, in fairness naman nila. Tapos wala, as in, tuwan-tuwa sa nila yung mga kamag-anakan namin na parang nakalimutan na nila kaming pagbayarin. So,
oh my God, superpower ko yun. Superpower ko is ako yung ano, ako yung laging hinaharap sa magulang. In any friendship, in every friend circle, ako yung hinaharap sa magulang. Parang, ipaalam mo naman ako kay mommy or uy, si mommy darating, pwede ikaw mo nang masikaso.
Ganun. Kung hindi magulang, yung sa akin, boyfriend or jowa, it's so weird. Parang, ako yung meter sometimes ng mga tao when it comes to their jowa. Tapos, parang kunyari, may ginawang mali yung jowa mo. Mm-hmm. As in, I really literally have a friend that said this. Oh my God! Hindi mo ba naisip ko ano sasabihin sa'yo ni Ina? Kasi meron. kunyari nag-fuck up yung jowa mo, tangina! Pag nalaman to ni Ina, magagalit yun sa'yo. As in, hindi ko alam kung bakit. Hindi ko alam kung bakit.
Meron kang very strong moral compass.
Oo. Tapos sasabihin nila, tangina, hindi mo ba naisip ko ano sasabihin ni Ina?
Oo.
As in, may friends ako na nagiganyan.
Baka ikaw yung mahirap i-please para sa mga jowa nila, sa mga friends. Si Ina yung medyo mahirap i-please to. So parang...
madaling i-please si Ina, pero dangerous to disappoint. Parang ganun.
Ay, maganda yun. Easy to please but dangerous to disappoint. Nice. I'm using that.
Yeah.
Ayun, sa Instagram yun.
Oo.
Kina-millennial natin yun.
Chugi.
Pero, you know... In a very quick way, what would you say would be your kryptonite?
Oh my God, ako alam ko na.
Ano?
Kung sobrang bilis kong mag-absorb ng things, tapos madali akong, alam mo, makagawa ng mga bagay-bagay. At kung gaano ko kinaswerte, ganun ako kabilis, yung interest ko sa mga bagay, ganun kabilis mawala.
Oh, like, yeah.
Like, kung wari, okay, fine, I want, parang gusto maging skater girl, dun tayo magpo-focus.
Ako nga pala, skater girl.
Nag-skater girl face ako, matututo tayo ng tricks, tipong sige, wow, in fairness, sabihin matuto ni Natalie, tapos parang nakikisabay-sabay na tayo sa mga pros, parang, ayaw ko nang skate. So parang nasayang, parang mabilis mawala yung interest ko sa stuff. Isa lang yung nag-stay, yung theater, kaya parang feeling ko yun talaga yung dapat kong ginagawa eh. Kasi until now, kahit hindi ko siya ginagawa, yun yung hinahanap kong gawin. And ginagawa ko siya, yun yung hindi nag-fade, na ayokong mawalang gusto. Wait, hindi ako mag-make sense. So, parang yun yung ayokong hindi, yun yung ayokong mawala sa
system.
Sa system ako, ganun. Mm. Pero yun, mabilis mawala yung interest ko.
Ako yung kryptonite ko, feeling ko, na nadali na ako nito dahil nga feeling ko, yun nga yung ang dali kong makuha yung mga bagay na gusto ko because I can rely on other people to help me. Ang kampante ko masyado minsan. To the point na, kunyari, kailangan ko tong bagay na to. Hindi magagawa niya ng paraan. I can ask the right people for this. Yun, may ganun ako. Dagdag ko. Parang feeling ko, in a sense, yung lahat ng branches ng superpowers ko comes from the fact na wala akong hiya. So, I know the right people, how to ask stupid questions, ganyan. So, meron akong ganun na, hindi, madali lang yan. Madali lang yan, mahanapan natin ng paraan yan. Tapos, it doesn't happen. It's so... grabe yung pain. Tapos, hindi ko nagawa. Alam mo yun? Parang for example, yung Nana Rosa, sobrang kampante ko. Kala ko mahanap ko si Rosa Henson.
Yung anak niya.
Madali lang yan. Oo, so, hindi lang yun. Parang sobrang naging kampante din ako na mahanap ko yung mga videos na hinihingi ni Ma'am. Kasi I thought, medyo lang yan. I can ask the right people. I know how to ganyan. I know how to navigate these things. And it didn't happen. Because I was overconfident I could do it.
Ma'am, alam mo, sobrang lalim namin dun sa rabbit hole na yon. May nakahanap akong... Kasi alam ko, ang jump off point natin nun, may banda yung anak niya. May banda yung anak ni Rosa Henson.
Something, ganun. So parang, yun, basta ganun. Sobrang, sorry, narinig niyo ba ako nagugupit ng koko? Kanina pa. Pero ganun, parang dahil sobrang feeling ko, I can navigate these things very easily. Pag hindi ko siya nakuha, grabe yung disappointment. And also, yung mga bagay na dapat nangyari, hindi siya nangyari. Kasi nga, I was too complacent that it would happen. Tapos hindi. Yun, kryptonite ko yun. Ang shadow kong, yun, kaya yan. Yan, Arn.
ako ang kryptonite ko, what I compensate for the things that I know, meron akong malaking gap hole sa knowledge ko. Parang, and I say this with, and I'm not kidding. Parang may one time, we were working, tapos I was taking care of yung mga pricing, ganyan. Tapos parang sabi ng boss ko, o kunin mo ngayon yung percent niyan. Get the 15% of that. Tapos ma'am, doon ko na-realize, hindi ko alam kung paano kumuha ng percent.
0.15, multiply mo.
Of course, yun siya ngayon. Alam ko siya ngayon. Pero, fundamental, parang that day, ang dami kong, and I was able to cruise through everything. Tapos nung ano na, kunin mo yung 15%. Kunin mo na lang yung 15% niyan. Gawin mo na now, habang inaasikaso ko to. Ma'am, parang 5 minutes ako nakaupo doon. It didn't occur to me na mag-Google. Tapos, hindi ko, asan na? And I had to come clean na hindi ko po alam kung paano ko rin yung 15%. Parang, yung boss ko, parang hindi ko pigam na that day. Sabi niya, ma'am, parang yun yata yung pinakamatagal na inhale na rin ko sa buong buhay ko. Nakabahaba inhale niya. Parang, kasi ganito yan, imamultiply mo yan dito. Parang ganun siya sa akin. Parang, I know a lot of useless stuff or I know a lot of interesting stuff. Pero yung mga, I think yung mga fundamental, ang dami kong butas, ang dami kong gaps sa knowledge ko. Yun yung kryptonite ko, ma'am. And I only realize yung mga gaps na yun when somebody is already pointing out. Yung pa sa How I Met Your Mother, yung Chamily yun ni Ted.
Yung Chamily yun. Tapos sure na sure siyang Chamily yun.
Parang, yung shock Chamily right? Yun. Diba? Mm-hmm. So parang it's the same for me, no? Pero I guess ano siya eh, it's really going to be a trade-off for the things you have. Parang dun talaga sasabihin na God is fair, no? Parang in that regard, meron marami kang bagay na hindi malalaman mo na, shit, tangin na, ito yung hindi ako. Hindi ko kayang gawin to. Yeah. And I think when you're younger, you always feel like you have the time to compensate for that or to do those things. But now that, you know, now that I'm growing older, I've come to accept the things na hindi ko talaga kayang gawin. Like for example, dance. I always thought dance was something that I can conquer.
And you know what? Sometimes it's also age. That's why ako feeling ko yung advice ko sa mga really young kapitbahay. Kung ano yung kaya nyong ma-conquer na superpower, anong kaya nyong kunin na superpower while you're young, use it. Mm. Kasi for example, dati, there was this moment eh, like in my late 20s, dati kasi in my teens and early 20s, lalo na nung college ako and then when I was working in an office, I really had that superpower that I had a handle over a whole room. I walk in, everybody knows that I'm the person that knows stuff. Mm. Or I'm the person that will gather all of you and, you know, start talking important shit. And that branched over, even pag inuman, parang whenever I'd be telling a story, people would be like looking at me, ganyan-ganyan. I was that person. You know what? When I reached my like late 20s, my energy was parang di ko na kaya to. And I'm not saying that I felt bad na nawala siya. Hindi naman siya nawala. I can still do that. You can still turn that thing on. Pero parang it's not something that you'd wanna use all the time na.
Yeah.
Na parang meron isang party one time na isang party after a show na na-realize ko na hindi ko na kayang gawin yon. Na parang there was this girl who was telling a story tapos everybody was laughing, everybody was looking at her. Normally, medyo competitive tayo, di ba? Parang nene, funny din ako. Yung gano'n. Hindi. As in parang ako, sige ko na lang kasi nakakapagod. Yeah. Nakakapagod. And ako din parang hindi ko na ginagawa yun much yung you know, when you walk into a room, it's sometimes very tiring na parang people are gonna ask questions, ganyan, na parang hindi, don't refer to me anymore. Like, refer to somebody else.
I really, pero I've seen that superpower in action. Parang, I remember, parang one of their last pre-pandemic outings was we were in Mugen. And everyone was singing karaoke. And then,
Did I sing Total Eclipse of the Heart?
Yes, Total Eclipse of the Heart. You sang Total Eclipse of the Heart. And you know, while the others were singing, you know, people were accommodating. Parang, yeah, fun. Parang, good for you. Sige lang, kanta mo yan. Show mo yung talent mo. Pero ma'am, nung si Ina, naputang Ina, the whole bar was singing with her.
Yeah.
Oh. And then sabi yung mga ina, 'di ba? Ikaw yung pang nagka-karaoke, yung may mag ano, may tambay
ng open mic night. Naalala ko din para open mic night, Eme.
Nakwento sa akin ni Ina before na siya yung pang nagka-karaoke, may tambay na magbabayad sa kanya na miss, kantahin mo to. Or miss para dun sa performance dun sa kanta mo kanina.
Thanks for 5 pesos mo. Thank you.
Ako naman, as much as possible, dahil hindi tumatanda na ako, that as much as ang power ko is super lucky, ayoko na siyang stretch kasi feeling ko may limit siya somehow. Na, kasi minsan yun nga, para kay Athena, nagiging complacent din ako na hindi, feeling ko kaya, may ano yan, may solution pa rin dyan. Nagiging ganun ako kasi naging may ganun. Pero ngayon, nagiging natatakot ako na hanggang kailan, baka mamaya masyado ko umasa sa ganun na biglang, alam mo yun, karoon ng turn of event na it didn't go the way as I thought it would. Tapos may accidente ako, alam mo yun, may
imperil some. Yeah. I get that, ano.
Yeah, so, pati yung pagiging pag-absorb ng information as much as possible, lalo na ngayon sa work, tinatry ko na hindi ko masyadong, hindi na ako nagsiskim through things na kaya ko itong i-absorb kasi baka may mamiss ako na details. Ewan ko, medyo natatakot ako sa mga boss ko dito eh. So, kaya yun.
But you know what? Thinking about it, I think that's one of the primary reasons why, you know, connections or friendships are so important. Because for all the superpowers that you have, there, and for all the things that you lack, it would be your friends or it would be the people around you that's going to supplement those in order to make life a livable one.
Yeah.
Do you get me? I think some people, their superpower is independence. Some people. But I think when I was younger, I had that, no? When I was younger, I had that sense of independence. But then, you know, para I didn't need people or parang people would only encumber me. I had that perspective. But then as I was growing older, and then, you know, my problems become more complicated in the sense that it can no longer be done by just one person. That's when I realized that all along, the solution was all around me. And those are the people that have been supportive. They've been around. That's my circle of friends, my confidants, and even those na, you know, parang we're not really close. But then I find out na parang they're the key in order for me to be able to solve this problem. But at the same time, you know, I would also encourage, you know, mga kapitbahay. You know, of course, we joke around na yung... We call it superpower, but really it's aptitude, it's skills, it's experience that informs this things that you're able to do. At the end of the day, parang if you don't feel like na you don't have a superpower, it's because you're not looking from the outside looking in. Gets mo?
Yeah. Parang
andun ka eh, nasa gitna ka eh. Hindi, you're not seeing yourself from a third person point of view. I think, you know, I was able to realize this, yung mga, the things that I'm able to do is because other people pointed them out. And I think it was through those conversations and it was through those moments that I was able to, you know, put myself in I was able to classify myself na what can I do? What can I specialize on? What can be my place or what can be my role in other people's lives? And I think that's going to be ano. Kasi if you have parang it's very Stanley, no? You know, with great power comes with great responsibility. And I think you know, pag may mga ganyang skill and aptitude ka, you have to be able to share it with people, no? Because for other people's benefit as well. Not because it's a trade-off situation, I scratch your back, you scratch mine. But I think that's a good way of putting yourself out in the world and at the same time, you know, making your mark and at the same time, improving the world, the immediate world at large or the immediate world around you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So yeah, I think yun yung ano, that's good. That could be
sorry na naimik ako.
Yeah. So in the meantime, yun mga kapitbahay. So we hope you enjoyed this conversation today. You know? So kung kayo din, kung may mga superpowers din kayo or may mga stuff kayo na, you know, you're surprised that or you have kwento na similar to this, kwento nyo, i-share nyo siya sa amin. We're very, very keen and we're very excited to also hear your stories, no? So, kung gusto nyo, you can message us or you can tag us at Kudazzers. Everything is at Kudazzers. That's KUDAZZERS. And we'd also like to thank a Podcast Network Asia for their superpower of tolerating Kudazzers after all these years still. you're with us and you're still giving us all the good love and support that you can, no? So maraming salamat Podcast Network Asia. And of course, we'd like to give a shout out to our to all our co-affiliates, guys. Give them a listen. They're also dishing out good content, no? And again, shout out to Athena and Sari, guys. Break a leg or relax. Take your time to take care of yourselves as well. And sa, of course, sa lahat din ng mga kapitbahays namin. Anything else? Did I miss anything? Wala.
Wala na.
Yun pala, mga kapitbahay. Gusto rin namin pasalamatan lahat ng mga kapitbahays, yung mga both anonymous and then yung mga nag-message sa amin na nagsasend ng help kay Baby Duday. That is very, very, very,
yes,
very
appreciated, no? Thank you very much. Guys, na-reach ko na yung goal amount ko. So maraming salamat po. Nag-aantay na lang kami ng go signal ng doctor. Oh, pera na si Duday. Thank you,
hey,
po.
So ayun mga kapitbahay, maraming. Yes. Ang superpower ninyo din is yung supernatural na pagmamahal ninyo sa amin. Hindi namin alam kung ano yung nabibigay namin sa inyo. Pero we're thankful that we're able to do it. And sana magpapatuloy pa ang supportan niyo sa amin. No, so yun lang. Anything else? Nada. Ayan. Thank you mga kapitbahay. Again, this is Yudes.
This is Ina.
This is Natalie.
And y'all just listen to
Cuckoo Dazzers. Dazzers League.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.